Hello, BKFK listeners. We have another very important birthday to celebrate from someone who's been listening to Buy Kids for Kids for years. It's a happy birthday to Marley! And here's an interesting thing about Marley. Marley has read more than 1,000 books. That's right, 1,000 books. We are in awe, Marley. However, we challenge you to read another 1,000 books. Congratulations on such a wonderful achievement, and we wish you the best birthday ever. All right, let's hear who the superstars are on this episode.
My name is Nia. I live in California, and I like reading. I'm 8 years old.
Hi, I'm Lauren. I'm 10 this year, and I like playing piano. I am from Singapore.
Well done, guys. What a spirited performance. Remember, listeners, if you'd like to perform with Buy Kids for Kids, just go to buykids4kids.co and click on audition. We'd love to have you on the team. Okay, Ruby, let's get on with the story.
Lexi Light Dancer's Ninja Quest. In the heart of the mystical land of Majimajura, where all manner of creatures from werewolves to dragons and gnomes to unicorns roam, lived a pixie named Lexi Light Dancer. Lexi wasn't your typical pixie. He was an acrobat. He could run faster than the wind, leaving behind a shimmering trail of sparkling light wherever he went. He was a timid little creature and tried to avoid the larger monsters like Troller the Troll, Grumblegut the Ogre, and Snotbeard the Giant. One bright morning, with the sun casting golden beams through the whispering woods, Lexi made a decision. He would explore the mysterious Moonshadow Mountains, a place he had always gazed upon from afar. Lexi set off, somersaulting over rushing rivers and ducking under fallen trees. As he reached the rugged paths of the mountains, his heart pounded with excitement and a touch of fear. The mountains were known for their magical surprises. He hopped along boulders and up steep, rocky paths. The higher he got, the less trees and plants were to be seen. He clattered higher and higher up into the clouds. Suddenly, Lexi's eyes caught a sight that made him stop in his tracks. There, high up on the mountain, sat a stranger. She was a type of ogre called an Oni. Her skin was the color of a red blazing sunset, and she had three curly horns on her head. Her long gray hair flowed down like a silvery waterfall all the way to her ankles. And she wore a simple orange cotton robe with strange symbols on it. She was meditating, her eyes closed in deep concentration.
Could she be a statue?
Lexi whispered to himself. Curious, he tiptoed closer, admiring the Oni's calm expression. He crept even closer. He reached out. Just as his hand was about to touch her, her eyes snapped open, and she caught Lexi's wrist with surprising speed.
Sit down, little pixie,
she said, her voice as calm as the mountain breeze. Lexi, taken aback, obeyed and sat down.
Who are you?
He asked in awe.
I am Yasashi Oni, a master of mind control, martial arts, and ninjutsu.
She replied, her eyes twinkling with ancient wisdom.
Ninjutsu? What's that?
Lexi asked, tilting his head curiously.
Ninjutsu is the art of the unseen.
Yasashi smiled.
It's about being super sneaky, dressing up to blend in, gathering secrets without being noticed, surviving anywhere, using fighting skills wisely, playing clever tricks, and being both brave and smart. A well-trained ninja is extremely powerful.
Did they ninja?
Asked Lexi.
No, not N-I-N-J-E-R. Someone who uses ninjutsu is called a ninja.
Wow, that sounds amazing. Can you teach me to be a ninja?
Yasashi nodded, her expression serious.
I can teach you, but it won't be easy. Are you ready to commit to this path?
Yes, I'm ready.
Lexi replied with determination. And so their training began. Every morning, Yasashi would wake Lexi at dawn.
Focus is key. A distracted ninja is a caught ninja.
Lexi learned to tread silently, practicing until his footsteps were but a whisper.
Like this, Yasashi?
He would ask, trying to impress his teacher.
Better, but you still sound like a hopping rabbit.
They practiced balance and agility, leaping from rock to rock.
Concentrate on your landing!
Yasashi instructed.
A ninja must be as graceful as a falling leaf.
Lexi would nod, puffing out his chest.
Watch this, Yasashi!
He'd say, performing a particularly daring jump. Their afternoons were filled with learning how to use ninja tools. Yasashi showed Lexi how to handle throwing stars.
Aim with your eyes,
she advised.
Not just your hands.
I got it! Like this?
Lexi would ask, throwing a star at an old log with more precision every time.
Yes! Just like that. You are a quick learner.
Yasashi praised, her eyes sparkling with pride. Evenings were for mind control and strategy.
A ninja's mind must be calm,
Yasashi would say, sitting cross-legged.
Still like a pond. Let's meditate.
Lexi, trying his best, would sit still, though he found it hard at first.
It's so hard to stay still, Yasashi.
With practice, it will become easier. Patience is a ninja's virtue.
Yasashi reminded him with a wise smile. As the final challenge approached, Yasashi prepared Lexi.
You've learned much, but now you must apply it all.
I'm ready, Yasashi.
Lexi declared, his eyes shining with excitement.
I'll make you proud.
Yasashi waved her hands, and the rocks around began to move. They clattered as they crawled towards each other. They formed a large mound, which grew legs, a tail, two wings, and then finally a large head with evil eyes and sharp teeth. It was a dragon made of stone. It roared and breathed a storm of pebbles at Lexi. Lexi cartwheeled out of the way just in time.
Good, Lexi. Use everything you've learned,
shouted Yasashi.
Be smart, be brave.
Lexi faced the stone dragon, remembering Yasashi's teachings. He dodged and weaved using his speed and newfound skills.
Like this, Yasashi?
He called out, throwing a star at the dragon.
Excellent!
The dragon lunged at Lexi. But the pixie was too quick. He disappeared in a puff of smoke, and the dragon's teeth snapped at air. Lexi appeared behind the dragon. The dragon tried to whip him with his tail. Lexi jumped and did a triple somersault, landing on the dragon's back. He bounded up towards the dragon's head, the dragon's head whipped around on its long neck.
Now, the final blow!
Yasashi shouted, clapping her hands in excitement.
Use the Mystic Falcon Spiral!
Lexi leapt into the air, spiraling and twisting like a falcon in the sky. The dragon snapped in confusion and missed, giving Lexi the perfect chance to counterattack with a whirling kick from above. With a resounding crash, the dragon crumbled back into rocks. Panting with exhaustion, Lexi turned to Yasashi, beaming.
I did it!
Yasashi bowed and said,
Yes, you are a brave and smart ninja.
She presented Lexi with a small black ninja outfit. Lexi's heart swelled with pride.
I will use my skills wisely, Yasashi.
His adventures in the Moonshadow Mountains would be a tale to tell for ages. And perhaps he wouldn't need to be so scared of Troller, Grumblegut, and Snotbeard anymore.
All right, shall we do a quiz? Why not? This time, let's do multiple choice questions. Question 1. What is unique about Lexi Light Dancer compared to other pixies in Majimajura? A. He has magical powers. B. He is an acrobat who can run faster than the wind. C. He is the only pixie in Majimajura. Or D. He is friends with all the creatures in Majimajura. Question 2. Why did Lexi decide to explore the Moonshadow Mountains? A. To find treasure. B. To escape from Troller the Troll. C. Because he was curious and wanted to explore a place he had always gazed upon from afar. Or D. To meet the Oni, Yasashi. Question 3. What is ninjutsu, as explained by Yasashi? A. A type of dance. B. The art of the unseen, involving stealth, survival, and clever tricks. C. A magical spell to control the weather. Or D. A traditional game played by the Oni. Question 4. How does Lexi defeat the stone dragon during the final challenge? A. By using a magic spell Yasashi taught him. B. With a whirling kick from above after performing the Mystic Falcon Spiral. C. By talking to the dragon and convincing it to crumble. Or D. By hiding until the dragon leaves. The fifth and final question. What does Yasashi give Lexi after he completes his training and defeats the stone dragon? A. A sword. B. A small black ninja outfit. C. A new set of throwing stars. Or D. A book of ancient wisdom. All right, let's test your listening skills. Question 1. The answer was B. He is an acrobat who can run faster than the wind. Question 2. The answer was C, because he was curious and wanted to explore a place he had always gazed upon from afar. Question 3. The answer was B, the art of the unseen, involving stealth, survival, and clever tricks. Question 4. The answer was...
Hey guys, if you like this episode, please share it with your friends and family. It is one of the best ways to support BKFK Storytime.